This is Reality Realm. One mistake cannot acknowledge as an excuse. It's to the T and Shaggy.
Hello, my wonderful people around the globe. I welcome you all to another episode of my podcast, Live Here on Reality Realm. It is good to be here at this very moment, though it has been a whole long time me dropping an episode, as I've promised to. It is due to lack of equipment and other material that needed making this get going as expected. So I'm deeply sorry about it all, because I know most of my listeners must have been waiting long enough to have my last episode concluded. So here I come today, and I remain my own name, Asen Sulaimon, well known as T Shaggy, to the T and Shaggy.
Lord Sky, I'm with you.
Forgiveness is a topic of the day, as well as conclude part of the last episode drop. Let's get going and enjoy the moment with me. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere.
This is Reality Realm. One mistake cannot acknowledge as an excuse. It's to the T and Shaggy.
Forgive yourself and God will forgive you. Istighfar defines forgiveness. I see nothing other than this for the entire universe. Istighfar is the gateway of relief and happiness. The definite command to forgive comes with a promise that one would also be forgiven, and those who wrong you align you with divine mercies and bounties. Forgive means to give completely, and doing so brings us into accord with divine action. The right way of being, it is our human condition that wants to contest such an action whereby we feel the right to punish others for their wrong. But we are not asked to judge in this way. We are supposed to forgive and thus end the cycle of negativity by not returning wrong with additional wrong. The truth is that people who put harm toward others, whether it being consciously, intentionally, accidentally, we call back to themselves as a cause and effect debts. We needn't to worry about managing that process. God is much more organized and efficient in its handling of every good and bad deeds. Aforiji lobi yonu olua, ike ati ge olua. It is through forgiveness that true spiritual healing is accomplished. Forgiveness removes the dirty of the mind and bodily harmony result in consequence defined. Every one of you carries some sins from the past. One thing you can count on is that the majority of you who want to evolve spiritually, despite all your good intentions, you are all carrying sins inside you from your past. This stems from the fact that you people on earth lack the refinement and development to treat each other consistently, fairly, justly and considerately. You hurt each other despite your desire to the right thing. Today, the whole world needs to seek divine forgiveness. A huge problem in modern society is the idea that revenge is a good option. We often encourage each other to strike back at those who wrong us, but this approach will never bring in peace or resolution. It misses very basic spiritual principle of God, in which what you put out is returned to you. Forgiveness empower divine forgiveness. Forgiveness empower prayers. Forgiveness enhance love. And forgiveness facilitate healing in such a case of COVID-19. Unforgiveness is the reason why prayer of so many are not heard or answered. When we walk in unforgiveness, we walk in disobedience and rebellion against God. Of course, it is not possible to oppose God and yet receive forgiveness from Him. Those who will be forgiven with condition must learn to give forgiveness without condition. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
It's the hardest thing to give away, and the last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness.
Reality realm, one mistake and not acknowledge as an excuse. It's to the T and Shaggy.
It is good to have you back. You're still on the same page, reality realm. You all need to seek divine forgiveness by exercising your faith in prayer. Remember my word, that is God's scripture. It takes humility and repentance to receive forgiveness. Humility towards God is a testimony of your consciousness that you need help. Prayer are more or less of an emergency toolbox one takes out when faced with a problem that desperately begs a solution. Prayer are our primary means of communication with God and relating with the spirit realm from where we actually operate. Physical occurrence and happening have their root and solution in the realm that is invisible to the natural eye. Heed. I've won and still warning against again another big shock throughout the world. But this could even go further with lockdown, likely a forced global recession. Government will be forced to take debts. Poorer countries are already heavily indebted and it will hit to the hardest. There are more idols in the world than there are realities. And the coronavirus has turned down the love of profits at all costs. It has made us focus on the reality of what binds us together. Being merciful is one of them, but this crisis is a fork in the road and offer a choice of solidarity. The other way the financial mystery caused by COVID-19 is exploited. All over the world, your leaders are wicked. We don't have enough supplies of ventilators, but we have billions of pounds. Dollars, euros, yen, naira spent on one plane that could attack people in these days. Where global fear and anxiety are on increase due to the pandemic spread of coronavirus and exponential growth of locust, swarm, and famine. We look to our suffering creator, Almighty Allah, the living being, for refuge, consolation, intervention, wisdom, cure, and provision. Therefore, you almost seek divine forgiveness. It should be carried out from the beginning to the end in a posture of belief and trust in the one to whom we make our appeal and whose ability we trust for a change. Let us pray for our nation, repenting our sins and asking God for forgiveness, asking God intervention to stop the spread of this virus, asking God intervention to stop the locusts, asking God for healing for those who are sick, asking God for miraculous provision for the hungry ones, asking God to use us, his people, as an agent of love and compassion, asking God to draw people to himself through the saving power of his divine love of creation and existence. I remind myself, Asen Sulaimon, when you are still Shaggy. See you on my next episode.
'Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we all step across that line, but nothing's sweeter than the day we find. We find.
It's hanging over him like the clouds of Seattle. It raining on his swag, falling deeper in the saddle. It's written on his face, he don't have to speak a sound. Somebody call the 5-0, we got a man down. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head hits the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, y'all. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall. Bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day, sweeter than the day we call. Out for forgiveness. We all need, we all need. We all need forgiveness. We all need, we all need. Mr. Lecrae, my mama told me what I would be in for if I kept all this anger inside of me pent up. My heart been broken, my wounds been open, and I don't know if I can hear, I'm sorry being spoken. But those forgiving much should be quicker to give it. And God forgave me for it all, Jesus grant forgiveness. So when the stones fly and they aim at you, just say forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head is the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight.